This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. The Navy has scheduled security training exercises, a security drill, for Naval Magazine Indian Island today, Tuesday, January 24th. Officials said the training will involve flashing lights and loud sirens. Residents in nearby communities may notice increased noise levels associated with the drill, and training activities will include the use of blank ammunition, flashing lights, and loud sirens near the pier on Indian Island. The Navy said the training is needed to maintain readiness and verify response procedures. The COVID-19 numbers. Jefferson County Public Health reports that 24 new cases were added this week. The case rate is 202 per 100,000, but the county estimates only 1 in 9 cases are currently being reported, so that would mean an extremely high rate of transmission. About 1,800 cases per 100,000 and about 240 new cases in the past week. The case numbers are falling, but at that extremely high rate, it is still strongly recommended to wear a high-quality, well-fitting mask in public indoor settings. Dr. Allison Berry's next health report to the BOCC will be on Monday, February 6th. You can ask questions by sending them to contactus@kptz.org by Friday, February 3rd at noon. Port Townsend's Point Hudson Marina is reopening for boaters tomorrow, Wednesday, January 25th, 5 weeks ahead of schedule. Aaron Berg, executive director of the Port of Port Townsend, said efficient work by Orion Marine Contractors of Tacoma, with strong support by port staff, made the early completion possible. In an article on the PT Leader website, Berg said, quote, "Orion did a great job and the port's team did its work, keeping an eye on environmental compliance. It went as well as we could expect for season one. We're already planning for the next season." Port engineer Matt Klontz pointed to great weather during the fall and early winter, strong collaboration between Orion and port engineers, and the fact that piling removal and replacement went faster than expected. Klontz said, quote, "It was a collaborative first season between the port, Orion, the permitting agencies, and the consultants to problem solve and think through next steps. The work on the shorter jetty also provided valuable lessons that should make the fall work on the second jetty go better. For example, Orion has learned how to place rock more efficiently," Klontz said. While most of Point Hudson will reopen on January 25th, one portion of it, the 6 70-foot guest moorage finger piers closest to the new jetty and to the RV park, will remain closed for a few more weeks. That's where Orion work boats are staged to do finishing touches such as piling caps. Transient boaters are also welcome to return. Berg said, quote, "Come on in, have some dinner and some fun in town." Boaters can make slip reservations entirely online at portofpt.com. The National Weather Service in Seattle has issued a coastal flood advisory for 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 28th. Minor coastal flooding is expected along the north coast and central coast zones of Washington, including the eastern strait of Juan de Fuca, west of Discovery Bay. The flooding threat is due to tidal overflow and is expected around high tide. It may lead to flooding of parking lots, parks, and roads, with only isolated road closures expected. Inundation of up to 6 inches above ground level is possible along shorelines and low-lying coastal areas. Communities across the Puget Sound are also preparing for high waters and potential flooding, as king tides are forecast to raise waters in the early mornings of Monday, January 23rd through Wednesday, January 25th. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, does not expect the king tides Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to cause heavy flooding. There was almost a solid week of low tide cancellations on the Port Townsend-Coopville ferry route, with the last two occurring last night. There shouldn't be any more tidal cancellations until mid-February. But this past Saturday afternoon, Washington State Ferries sent out a very unusual alert. It read, "For Saturday, January 21st, due to weather conditions, the boat is being short-loaded or not being loaded to full capacity. This is to stabilize the vessel and keep more weight on the boat's stern, the back end. It was a very windy Saturday afternoon, so it must have been quite a ride. I hope your Tuesday and the rest of your week is a smooth ride." KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.